I look high, I look low, I look in everywhere I go, looking for a home.
It's Saturday morning and I'm going for a walk. I'm on one of the main streets in downtown Grand Rapids, and I'm not walking on the sidewalk. I'm walking right down the middle of the street, but I'm not worried about being hit by a car. There are no cars on the street this morning. The only traffic I see is from other walkers, people on bicycles and rollerblades. There's a group fitness class going on, strolling musicians, and much more. That's because today is the Get Fit Itasca Open Streets event. What is that? Well, I went to find out.
My name is Ashley Runge. I work for Get Fit Itasca. My title is Community Health Coordinator. So Open Streets at its core is really a celebration of our streets as public spaces. So we close off anywhere between a mile and 2 miles of streets in downtown, and this happens all over the country too. It's not just Grand Rapids. So we block off the streets to cars and open it up for walking, biking, blading, playing, and just have a lot of different organized events going on, a lot of information. And it's really a time to kind of envision our streets differently, envision how they can work for active transportation as well as cars. And it's also just a celebration of the community, too. Well, the big overarching goal of Open Streets is always kind of to get people to look at the streets differently. You know, a lot of times when we talk about our public spaces, people think parks. But it's not just parks, it's streets, and active transportation is a huge part of what we do. A lot of times with Open Streets, we try to demonstrate some kind of pop-up or temporary safety measure for active transportation. Last year, we did a pop-up bump out, and this year, we're doing a pop-up protected bike lane, which is pretty common in metro areas, but not very common in rural. And this year we're also joining with the celebration of the 125th anniversary of Grand Rapids. Historically, over time, across the nation, not just in Grand Rapids, but over time, the sidewalks have narrowed or kind of eroded to make way for the vehicle and vehicle amenities like parking spaces. So we have blown up some pictures of historic downtown Grand Rapids. And one of my favorite ones is just the most giant sidewalk you could possibly imagine. And then there's actual green space, grass before the road. So that's kind of the ultimate, the mecca of what you would want a downtown to look like. We'll have pictures of downtown Grand Rapids, historic ones, blown up and placed along the route.
The event goes on through the downtown business district, but it also goes on through a number of residential neighborhoods. So what's the response been from the people that live along the route?
Generally, the response from the residential neighborhoods is good. So we've actually had people kind of request that we move it to their neighborhood as well. So, I would say overall it's pretty good, and I think a lot of the people that live along the route join us during the event, too.
The kickoff event for the day was a fun run, but this one was a little different. This turned out to be quite a colorful event.
I'm Melanie DeBay. I'm the Community Ed Director for Itasca Area, and we've been doing this, the 5K for Acceptance, for 7 years now. And it's an event that brings people out, community out in the streets to run and walk and bike and be together as a family and practice healthy habits. It also benefits Special Olympics Minnesota Itasca County, so athletes with intellectual disabilities are able to participate in sports year-round due to some of the fundraisers, and this is one of them.
Tell me about the color run. That's new this year?
Yep, the color was added this year to add a little excitement to the run. We've been, like I said, this is our 7th year, so we thought we'd throw something fun into the mix. So we have 4 color stations. Everyone will get plastered with some fun colors, red, blue, green, and orange. So when they finish, we should hopefully see lots of fun colors.
And what would you tell about the color explosion that you were just mentioning to me?
Yeah, and at the end of the race, everyone will get their own individual bag of color, and they hopefully will all come together and throw it on each other and just have a fun little color mash at the end and see what that brings.
I talked with a mother and daughter who were going to be participating in the run, and I talked with them again after they finished the run.
My name is Rachel Dwell. I have not done a color run. My daughter kind of talked me into coming today. Thought it would be something different, exciting, and also to support a good cause for Special Olympics. I don't do any other runs, so.
So what did you think of it afterwards?
It was really fun. I knew some people, so I kind of got sprayed a lot with color, a lot more than normal.
Yeah, you are pretty colorful here.
Yeah, definitely.
So would you do one again?
Yes, for sure.
You're listening to Close to Home, and this week I'm at the Get Fit Itasca Open Streets event in Grand Rapids. I walked down Pacagama Avenue through an area where they had a lot of information booths set up, and I stopped in to visit with a few people to find out exactly what was being talked about there.
My name is Sarah Verkey, and I'm here representing the Free Range Food Co-op, and we're just working on developing a food co-op in the Grand Rapids area. When it opens, we'll be an actual grocery store with an emphasis on local food.
I'm Carissa Menefee. I work in marketing at Grand Itasca, and today we're here at Open Streets to help promote healthy activities for kids, and we have a fun fishing game where kids can come out and fish for a little goldfish prize. And we're also talking about if you're fishing for a new doctor, we have some options of pediatric providers and family medicine providers that we can tell you all about.
I'm Jamie Majelsnes, and I'm here on behalf of Elder Circle. And what Elder Circle does is they're all about aging, and they connect aging individuals in Itasca County to other programs to help them keep them independent and in their homes longer. And I'm also here with Itasca Synchronized Swimming today. I coach that as well, and we're just promoting the sport and hoping we can get more girls out.
My name is Diana Condis, and I'm a chiropractor here in Grand Rapids. My husband and I own our clinic, North Lakes Chiropractic. We're here at Get Fit Itasca's Open Streets to talk about nutrition and how well we can integrate nutrition into patients that we work with in terms of chiropractic care.
My husband, Alan, and I are the race directors for the Timberman Triathlon. It's our 32nd year. 100% volunteer run, hosted at Sugar Lake Lodge. Beautiful lake, wonderful swim. We have three different race distances. We have a super sprint, a sprint, and an international distance. So we're here to promote. And registration closes July 1st, so there's still time to get registered.
And that's just a small sample of the businesses and organizations who were there to provide information about healthy opportunities available in the community. I continued my walk and passed through a group fitness class being held in the middle of Pacagama Avenue. There was a pickleball game in progress, street hockey, 3-on-3 basketball, and face painting. Down on Crystal Lake, you could try out a kayak. Several areas along the route had bounce houses set up for kids. One of which, I have to say, was having a hard time staying inflated as I went by. But a new generator was on the way, and that problem was soon solved. And in between these areas, well, there were quiet spaces with no organized activities. Just people walking, biking, and enjoying the unique experience of having no vehicles on the road, and perhaps for the first time considering a city street as a public space that could be used for something other than as a passageway for automobiles. If you could reimagine a street, even for a day, what would it look like? For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.